Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend John Fox. John is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of If America's Really Understood the Income Tax. He is a former, now retired tax attorney extraordinaire, a former, now retired professor at Mount Holyoke College. He is now a teacher of students. What, after this, John, you're going to start working with the elementary? Is that what?
Well, I tell the students I'm 76 years old. And my father lived till 99, so this is just a 25-year program for me. But, you know, can I say something about public education,
yeah,
what I've really noticed? Because, Jim, I'm sure you'll relate to this. I actually think that the greatest domestic danger in this country is the decline of our public schools.
Yeah.
I'm going into schools.
What do you think is causing that?
It's all multi-layered. It's a huge problem. The number of children growing up in poor families in poor areas, the failure. I mean, I'll tell you one of the reasons is.
Do you attribute any of that to teachers' unions?
Well, some of it has to do with teachers' unions. I've run into a lot of really wonderful teachers, but they're kids.
Oh, that's poor. No, this is not about the teachers.
No,
the teachers
no,
aren't the problem. The unions are the problem for not allowing us to get rid of the bad teachers.
No, I agree. I think it's a horrible thing that you can't, and you really can't. It's very difficult to fire. But I want everybody to think about this, and I know you and I don't agree about. There isn't a solution. There are multiple solutions,
right.
But we have to provide a lot more assistance to the families and to the schools that will raise the level, because otherwise we're all going to suffer. You know, a poorly educated public school person is going to be more likely.
John,
to
we're already suffering from this.
Yeah, we are.
Do you know? Do you know what the national average for graduation for ninth graders is for the last several years and right now?
It must be 35.
One-fourth of ninth graders in America will not graduate from high school.
That,
One-fourth, John.
That's not the America that you and I grew up in.
That's ridiculous.
No, it is, and we have to take it seriously. That's why when you ask me what Obama and the Republicans should do, one of the things they have to address is the support for public schools. The federal government provides only 8% of the funding for kindergarten through public high school.
Yeah.
Now, money isn't the only answer, but we know those.
Why don't we return education to the states, John?
Well, I think that you need a lot.
Abolish the Department of Education at the federal level.
But what I'm talking about is actually getting money going to the states and localities,
yeah,
without the purse strings.
Without the mandates and the stipulations.
Yeah, I'm saying that if you live in a poor family in a poor neighborhood,
right,
in a poor town in a poor state, your chances of getting a good education, which we promise every American, you know that we all believe in that, your chances are slim. So we have to address that. Obama cares about it. I know the Republicans care about that.
Yeah.
So I think that's the fundamental.
What do you think about charter schools?
I think charter schools are fine as an experiment. But I think charter schools, for example, in Amherst, they draw huge amounts of money out of the public school. So we need the competition, but we don't want to become a charter school country. I think public schools have their place. They're really important. Private schools have a role. Religious schools have a role. Homeschooling has a role. But our public schools have to remain, I believe, the fundamental institution. We walk away from them, and we're walking away from our kids. So charter schools can provide a real value.
Why can't we quit experimenting with education in America? One of my problems with education in the 20th century was there was so much tinkering with the minds of children,
yeah,
but with all these different stupid ways of teaching. You know, we know how humans learn. We don't have to tinker around with it. Why can't we just teach kids the way humans learn? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you the way I do it, which I think you would like. I don't use props. I don't have slides. I have a blackboard, and I have my chalk.
Yeah.
And I say to them, All of you are capable of learning about something that people will tell you that you can't understand, tax policy. In 50 minutes, I'm going to tell you how to think about these issues as fundamental civics issues. Mm-hmm. And they look at me and I say, because you're smart kids. I tell them they're smart. But, you know, they need to be told that they can learn.
Right.
And I think they can, and my experience is they do learn.
Yeah. Common Core, you like Common Core?
I think all these things are a problem. They have some value, but having to teach the test is a huge mistake.
I agree with that. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. You want to give us your website?
Well, they could go to the number 10 taxquestions.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. The book is called If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and the website, that's also a book. John, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.